Welcome, my friends, to a new interview from Cuéntame USA with Moncho Camano, the same guy. Today, I'm speaking with Johnny Jagger. Jagger. You see?
Like Jägermeister.
Jagger. He's half of the duo who make goth, dark wave music, goth, some synth. I don't know. He'll tell me. The other half is Angela, and the band is named Dead Cool. Yeah. And they're from North Carolina, from Wilmington. I don't know, maybe.
Wilmington, North Carolina.
I was in North Carolina many times, but I never, really? I never visited Wilmington.
We're at the beach.
I know Wilmington is like. One thing. I think I was in Wilmington for like half an hour.
Oh, really?
I walk in the downtown and that Riverwalk, I think I remember. Yeah, the Riverwalk with the stores, many stores and stuff. I remember a little bit. But, you know, I used to go to High Point in North Carolina.
A lot. That's where my mom lives there.
Many years ago, they had like a furniture show, furniture market. And my friend had a warehouse with many French armoires and old stuff, antique. And I used to go with him and have fun, you know, besides cool. going to the market, the other things. Right. So, yeah. And Charlotte also. But, whatever, you know. What can I say? So tell me, I started listening to Dead Cool maybe, I don't know, 6 months ago? Could be. I think through YouTube and Jamie Speechy.
Oh, yeah. Jamie Speechy.
Speechy. Yeah. I think I saw their video and it caught my attention. And after that, I started searching and, you know, from there I said, I enjoy their music. Let's find out. And that's why he's here, Mr. Jagger. So tell me, this is a new project, but you play in other bands not many years ago, but some years ago you had other things going besides Dead Cool, right?
Yeah, I played in various like rock and roll, punk rock, and heavy metal bands. I'm primarily a guitar player, but when COVID happened and, you know, the lockdown and all that, we weren't able to play with our, you know, our regular band anymore because nobody could get together.
Right.
So Dead Cool was kind of born out of that. We were kind of talking and we always wanted to do something that was like a kind of like a, you know, some form of goth post-punk kind of project. But before we never had the time to do it because we were always touring or doing, you know, other things with, you know, our other bands. So this COVID kind of afforded us the time to do it. And we just did it. It's starting out as like a recording project.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of grew from there and it kind of went more in kind of more of a synth kind of direction.
Right.
And the more singles we released, people were asking us to do, you know, live streams and all that kind of stuff. So we definitely, during the pandemic, we got a lot of attention at that time, which was
right. So the other half, Angela, you guys play more than synths. You play bass, right? Angela plays bass because I've seen that. You play guitar.
I play guitar, bass,
drums. Who plays the drums?
I play a little bit of drums. Angela's a drummer. Angela plays drums, and she's also a bass player. And she's all around a rhythm section all her own.
Yeah, I've seen some videos of yours, you know, on stage and stuff, but I haven't seen any of just playing synths. I haven't seen maybe guitar, maybe bass guitar. I saw Angela. I don't remember.
Yeah, she plays live. She plays bass guitar and plays, you know, synth. And for me live, I just play a synthesizer and I sing. So.
Right. Yeah. He looks really cool. I wish looked like that. I only had the leather jacket, but besides that, it doesn't help. Just the leather jacket doesn't do the job. You need more than that.
And, you just need a pair of sunglasses.
Well, the sunglasses, I could, maybe behind the curtain, I'll pretend that I'm there. Yeah, I don't know. But I guess you and Angela, it's like a, it's like a perfect match together. Is it easier now for you, like less things to worry about, just being a duo?
Yeah, it absolutely is. We're able to do more as, a duo. Hmm. And, because we're married and, right, we play music together, it's easier for us to arrange everything. We don't have to wait on other people. So we can release material faster that way. And we can travel and tour
a lot
easier now.
Of course.
It's just the two of us.
I've seen a couple of dogs. I don't know how many they got. At least they got two, maybe three. I don't know. How do you deal with those dogs? Do you take them with you? Or what are they, do you live in with some family member? Or how do you do it? Because dogs are not easy to,
Oh, no. We have three little dogs. So they're a lot of work. But yeah, we have a dog. We have like a dog sitter that comes and stays at our house
when
we're out playing. But yeah, we couldn't take them. It'd be too much.
Just like stop the show. Like, they got to take... they take it outside to pee. So I'll be back. Yeah. You cannot do that. That's funny.
Maybe we should. That'd be part of the show.
Yeah, maybe they can do something on stage. Who knows? I mean, their songs, you guys got to listen to them. They're very catchy. I guess they're both fixated with electronics right now, it seems to me. And the songs are really catchy. They're like easy to follow. I like it danceable, the rhythms and patterns. I like it.
Thank you.
So I really enjoy listening to their songs. I think I listened to all of them that they had published in Spotify. Probably more. I don't know. I listened to maybe nine. I don't remember, but they're really cool. I like them. I like it. Since the 70s, 80s, I enjoy the. Dark wave, goth music, it originated in the late 70s, early 80s. I started listening to new wave and all that stuff, but
yeah,
all those bands.
Very much inspired by, a lot of new wave stuff. I think that's kind of where the synthesizer, definitely comes into play, because when we were starting this project, it was intended to be, guitar and bass driven.
Right.
And I, out of boredom, because it was a lockdown, I bought a synthesizer for the first time. And once I started using, an analog synthesizer and all these cool sounds, I just became obsessed with it.
Yeah.
That's why it kind of went in that direction.
Yeah, I was obsessed with listening, not creating anything, but with Gary Numan, when he was on stage on that car, driving with the headlights and stuff on stage.
Yeah.
I was crazy about that guy. His previous band also, Two Way Army, it was called.
Yeah, Two Way Army.
I really enjoyed that time. He was a cool guy. He's still touring. He's still around. Yeah.
Still really good, too.
Yeah. And the daughter and...
He's got a whole
family.
Whole family of musicians.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like the guy. I really do. So, like I said, those songs are really cool. I really enjoy listening to that. Cool. Hopefully I can see them one of these days. I know they've been playing lately. Months ago, they got new shows coming, and I'm gonna mention some of them if you wanna catch them live. And they're really cool. So besides doing music, Johnny, what else do you do? You got a business running, I think, some other on the side, right?
Yeah, we own and operate a hair salon. So we're both cosmetologists. So we also have a business together, and
that's cool.
It's called Angie's Hair Salon. So we do that. We specialize in a lot of wild colors and stuff. So
that's cool.
Yeah,
they won't see me there. I'm sorry. It's nothing to do. Maybe a wig or something. I don't know. But it's really cool. I like that. So I was going to say, you only publish so far just singles, right? You put out singles, you never put out an album or an EP or nothing like that I know of. Is there?
No, not yet. We ended up just doing singles so far because, you know, like I said, when we were first released, you know, the first single, it was during, you know, the lockdown. So we were just, it was just going to be a recording project originally. Right. And, you know, once we started playing shows, we kind of got, we had to cut more material and all that stuff. So we just kept releasing singles. But yeah, at some point we would definitely like to, you know, start working on an album, proper album. But right now it's just singles.
Sorry. Just singles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I was going to ask you if you go back in time. You weren't born in North Carolina, were you? Were you born in North Carolina?
No, I was born in New Jersey.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Really?
New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Brunswick, Rutgers University. I don't know. Oh, I have no idea. You see, I'm from New Jersey. I live in New Jersey.
You live in New Jersey?
Yeah. I live in Union, New Jersey. Union.
Okay.
Union, not far from Newark Airport, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. I had no idea. Because the accent, I cannot tell where is he. I know he's not from Texas, I think.
Right.
So, but
I feel like I have more of a neutral accent.
Yeah. Yeah. What about Angela? Where is she from?
Angela's from a place called Walkertown, North Carolina. It's kind of near Winston-Salem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's right outside of Winston-Salem.
Hmm. So is that you come from different cultural backgrounds? So more or less you had the same, maybe musical tastes or different kind of environment or more or less the same? How do you describe?
As far as
being a teenager and growing up and listening to music, were you similar things? Oh, because of different towns and different,
For me, I feel like for me, my tastes in music have kind of always been the same, and same for Angela, like with growing up. And that's how when we first got together, that's what we kind of bonded over with, all the music. So it's like, we've liked the same things pretty much our whole lives. Like for me, when I grew up, when I first got into music, my parents were musicians.
Oh, okay.
And, my mom was like, she was a blues singer and she played guitar. You know, my dad played bass and some guitar too. So like, I kind of got into music through my parents. But then when I figured out my own tastes, the first things I got into were like heavy metal.
Okay.
And punk rock and, new wave was
right.
So it was like, those were the kind of starting points for me. And then, things kind of came and went, but it was the same thing with Angela. Like when she was growing up, she was into like all stuff like Duran Duran and Persons and, George and stuff like that. But then she got into, heavy metal. She was listening for stuff from like Motley Crue to like Iron Maiden, and then got the punk. So our backgrounds kind of follow the same pattern.
Oh, well, because
for me, growing up in New Jersey, I was exposed to a lot of like,
of course,
great concerts and stuff at an early age. So that was, it was very inspiring, because if I would have grown up down here, it would have been a different story. But growing up in New Jersey and, being, not that far from New York City.
Of course.
It's so much cool bands you're able to see. I mean, so it's like.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm very thankful that I grew up,
Me too. Well, I wasn't born in the United States, you can tell, but, I was quite young and, if it wasn't because I was living in Jersey and going to New York and the Village and all those clubs, it would be totally different, But, even in Jersey, they have some good bands, especially a lot of record stores that I spend so much money buying shit imported from UK, from Japan and all this stuff. I was, making money and throwing it away and records and shit and videos and stuff.
Same.
I was going crazy. You know, it's so many stores, so many record stores to now. No, like today. Today's not that. Yeah. Nothing going on. But before, it's so much shit that you can buy and see and T-shirts and I don't know.
I remember even when I was a teenager growing up in New Jersey, like there would be places you can go and I'd spend like all the money I had on buying like bootleg. Yes. Bands from, overseas and stuff.
It's crazy. If I tell people how much money I spend, it's like, you were nuts. I was nuts, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I spend so much money. Like in the 80s, buying a video, a K-Bush video, from Japan. It's like $175 for a fucking video.
Right.
From Japan. I was so happy, Nobody had it. My friends didn't. Look what I got. Yeah, you cannot get it. I got it, And then and the next day I would be bored and get something else, Right. You know how it is. But so I was going to ask you regarding your live shows, because you've been playing lately. I think you also went to Europe, right? Were you in Europe or you have plans of going?
Yeah, we played some shows in Italy and we played shows in the UK.
Hmm.
We went to the UK twice. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. So, but most of your, I see that you do a lot of shows in Florida. Is that right? You go to Florida also.
Oh, yeah. We're in Florida constantly. The scene down there is really good. And especially like Tampa area.
Right.
And there's this whole crew of DJs. They're Community After Dark, and they put on Absolution Fest down there in Tampa. So we became friends with them, and they actually gave us our very first show. Our very first show was playing Absolution Fest. So
okay,
very big deal for us because we never played out at the time, and we got to play with all these really
cool bands.
Big, newer bands, and it was cool. So that we spent a lot of time going down there and playing.
Yeah. I heard Tampa is a goth town city. I don't know if it is. There's a lot of goth music. I've never been there.
There's a ton, yeah. That particular area is like...
Yeah.
It's just, it's a great place for that style of music, and there's...
So
a lot of DJs and promoters there—they're all into it. And there's a lot of people that come out to the shows, and they have Absolution Fest there. And there's also the big goth club there, the Castle.
Okay, I heard. I heard about that one. Yeah, because
it's amazing.
yeah, I heard. I never been there, but I heard.
Oh, you got to make a trip for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, I know. Is that what's the biggest festival, let's say goth festival in the US? I know like in Europe, it must be Germany in Leipzig, I think. But I don't know, in the US.
In the US, I'm not sure. Maybe Cold Wave Fest?
Cold Wave? I don't know.
There's Cold Waves that happens in Chicago. That's
right, Chicago is another place.
A pretty big one.
I don't know, maybe San Francisco, I don't know.
There's like a Substance, that festival is pretty big.
Hmm.
Those are probably the two biggest ones I think happen in
the
United States.
But usually you don't go across the country. You don't go across country to the West Coast. Not yet, right?
We're talking about doing that. Yeah, we're definitely making plans to do that. Because pretty much we've just been doing East Coast, up and down the East Coast and...
Right.
We're planning on going out to the Midwest pretty soon too. But as of right now, we've pretty much been up and down the East Coast and to Europe.
Yeah. I was going to ask you because one of your shows you're going to do is in Savannah, Georgia, May 25th, I think.
Yeah, we're going to play.
Is that a place? For me, Savannah, Georgia sounds like more like not that type of music. I don't know.
It's our first time playing there, so.
Oh, okay. You'll tell me later.
But I heard it's it's cool there. The shows are cool there. So we'll find out.
You'll find out.
It's a pretty place. I'm looking forward to going.
We're
playing that show with our friends that are in a band called The Belt. Oh. I don't know if you've ever heard them.
No, I did not.
They were popular in the 90s. Oh. They were like, they kind of have a, it's hard to completely describe them. They're kind of shoegaze and post-punk kind of thing going on. They got a lot of different things going on. They're really good.
What's the name of the, Johnny?
The Belt.
The Belt?
The Belt. V-E-L-T.
Oh, okay. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
They're our friends from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, they're from Raleigh. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're good friends. How is the community in Wilmington? Is there a lot of clubs where you play over there? I know you're going to play there and you play before. Is there a...
Wilmington, honestly, during the pandemic, I feel like it killed a lot of the culture. There are places to play. Hmm. It's just less. But I will say the scene that in Wilmington, we have a small scene for what we're doing, but it's cool. It's growing all the time. And we actually have a lot of younger people that come out to the shows here. So it's really cool because it's much more of a, early 20s somethings coming out, and it's cool. I like seeing like the younger kids coming out and getting into it.
Hmm.
So
are you
when we play here, we don't play our town very often because it is small, but we do have a lot of people that come to our shows here, which I'm very thankful for.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to ask you about a couple of videos that I saw on YouTube the video shoot from the Some Stranger Kind.
Yeah.
I had to find out what was going on with that because it seems like from a Quentin Tarantino movie or something. I don't know. Where did you shoot this video? In Wilmington or some small town?
Some of that shot in our house.
Okay.
And then some of the live scenes is actually shot in our hair salon.
Okay.
And the outside scenes is the street in front of our house.
Oh, okay.
So we filmed all those outside scenes where we're walking down the street. One of our neighbors actually called the cops.
You didn't know. You didn't tell anybody. It was like
protesting.
You kept it quiet or something, or nobody knew, or this person was the only one who didn't know.
It was like, the only one that I guess didn't get the memo. But yeah, they were they got mad and thought people were protesting outside, so they called the cops. That was really funny.
That was funny. Well, but you finished the video in one day, right? You don't have to reshoot half of it again or not?
We got it all knocked out in one day or 2 days rather. Yeah. But it was fun.
Yeah. Who came up with that idea? You, Johnny, or Angela?
No, Angela actually comes up with a lot of the ideas with the videos. Oh. I'm not a video guy. That is kind of outside my comfort zone a little bit. I like doing music and all that stuff and playing live, but when there's a camera in my face, I'm kind of like, I don't know.
You're too shy?
I'm a little uncomfortable with that, yeah.
Like when you play when you play live, you don't talk between songs, right? You don't talk to the public, do you? Or Angela does?
Very little, yeah.
Very little, right?
Usually when we play, we try to have it so it's not very many gaps between the songs. So just,
Right.
Starts, it goes kind of to the end, But yeah, so there's not a whole lot of talking. We do talk some live.
Right.
But as far as the videos go, that's Angela.
She's in charge.
She comes up with the whole ideas usually with that. And Stranger Kind, Angela, and there was also like a director.
Okay.
Them two kind of brainstormed that whole idea. Hmm. And some of it was loosely based on trying to think what that
was.
I can't remember. There was some old
movie
where they they based the
some movie I saw something similar. I don't remember. Maybe an 80s from the 80s. I have no idea. But I remember something similar for like people walking on the street, like a big, I don't remember. I have no idea. But also, when you play your live and your shows, you play covers, because I listened to the cover that you put out, Send Me an Angel from Real Life. That song is that's an Australian band that I from the 80s. Something from the 80s, right?
Yeah, we usually
covers.
We always play that song.
It's a cool song.
Sometimes we'll add in stuff. Like, we have a couple cover songs that we may play, depending on if people ask us to play more. But yeah, we've done, that's the Send Me an Angel by Real Life. Right. We've done Sonic Reducer from the Dead Boys.
Okay. Oh, that's a cool one.
70s punk band. And then we've done recently, we just did a track for a Talk Talk tribute record.
Oh.
So we've been playing that lately live. We did a version of Mirror Man. So we do that. And so depending on if we get asked to play more, we might,
like a couple extra
play one of those songs. But we usually always play Send Me an Angel, because once we recorded that, it's like we kind of got stuck every time, every show we play.
Yeah, no, it's a great song.
Really is.
I've been listening to their cover many times. Many times I listened to that song, and Rotten Mind also. I listened to that.
Cool.
It's all of them. I listened to all of them. I got plenty of time. I got no shit to do. I got nothing to do. No, I really work. I work, but I got time to listen to music at the same time. So I've been listening to their. It's cool because it takes me back to other eras, when I was much younger, I guess. And
that's cool.
I like it. So they got a bunch of songs that I like. Which one is the last one that you published? Faith or Misery? Is that the last one that I heard?
The latest one we released.
Yeah. It's a lot of them. Stranger Kind, that's another good song. I don't know. Nothing But Us. They're taking their time to putting out those singles. And I was going to ask you how you construct your music. It starts with the writing something on paper, or just using your guitar and strumming, or the synth, or everything? Depends.
It depends. Sometimes it might be, playing my guitar, or just like messing around on synthesizer usually. But a lot of times I'll turn on a synthesizer and mess around, and sometimes, nothing comes out of it. And sometimes I'll play like a little riff and think that's really cool. And then I'll record it on my phone really quick. Right. And then I have a whole like folder on my phone of little like minute long little videos of stuff like that. And then at some point I'll go back and listen to them and see if I, think they're any good.
Right.
But yeah, it's usually how it starts. And then, a lot of stuff, like the way I write is, I jam things out a bit. Like I have, like behind me, there's like a mixer.
I see. Yes.
And there's some drum machines. So I'll get all that stuff going and try to like work up an arrangement live. Or I try to like, do all that stuff in the computer. So I like to do it. I like to be hands-on. I kind of jam it out live. Just like I would when I, a rock band or whatever. And you kind of,
So you
build it that way.
It's like a building blocks.
But sometimes like that song Until Death, the main synth line in that song I actually made up on guitar, and I liked it a whole lot. But then when I just walked over to a synthesizer and played it, I was like, I liked it better on that.
I was going to ask you, are you trying to avoid using like other instruments besides the synthesizers like maybe bass, but if you got a cool riff, a guitar riff, you say, I don't want to put it in here, maybe.
No, I mean, no? If I come up with something that's cool, it's on a guitar, I'll definitely use it. But
if you think it's going to sound better, you will include something.
Yeah, definitely. Right. And even like the last track, Faith or Misery,
right,
that has a bass guitar on it. And then there are a lot of different things you can hear in the background there's guitar lines that are strummed and weird noises. That's right. All guitar stuff, you know?
Right.
So I use the guitar quite a bit and like, you know, and tracks that are in an orthodox kind of way too. But, but for live, I just do the synthesizer. I think it's
right.
It's, I'm enjoying my just singing than being, you know, tied to a guitar at the moment.
You think it's easier to play the synthesizer and sing than playing the guitar and sing? More or less.
I think that's, it depends on what it is, but but for live, I have a good time messing with a synthesizer because you can do all kinds of weird things with it on the fly, you know, that.
So what is your musical gear right now when you go on stage? What do you bring?
So I bring an MPC sampler.
Okay.
The MPC Live 2. And a MIDI controller. And that is, the sampler actually has all my synth sounds in it.
Okay.
And then it also triggers our backing tracks. So that thing is kind of the brain of the whole operations. And it also sends MIDI data out to a little converter box, and I run lights off it. So we have a whole pre-programmed light show.
Okay.
And it runs backing tracks. And then Angela uses live. She uses a Korg mini log.
Korg, yeah, I've seen that.
And then she's got a Fender precision bass and a Fender combo amp. She brings out a bunch of pedals and stuff. So our live is very minimal. So we try to make it, you know, since it's just the two of us, we didn't want to bring a ton of gear out and have to spend a lot of time setting up, you know, because
Everything fits on a sedan. Let's say you don't really need a truck or a van. You can fit everything in a small vehicle.
Yeah. We fit everything in our car and it's easy to set up and it's reliable. Most important part.
Right. I was going to ask you something. When you are on stage playing, I don't know how to explain it. What percentage would you say is the real you, and what is a character you create? What, the way you look, the way, or is an extension of your music? I don't know if you understand. It feels like it's you, or it feels like some other character also that you play.
I feel like it's mostly me,
right?
But definitely on stage, I'm more serious.
Okay.
Off stage, I joke around a lot, but as far as the way I dress and the way I look, I mean, I do that every day. That's an everyday thing in my life. But,
I mean,
the persona is definitely a little more serious live. Cause it's, you know, it's just a different thing. And I don't think anybody wants to see me acting like a, you know, goofball up there.
Right.
But at the same time, we do have fun. We look serious for the most part, but we also, you know, we have fun on stage. We mess with each other back and forth, you know, as we're playing and stuff. So.
Yeah, the way you look.
Too serious, you know?
Right. But it goes well with your music, stage presence, you know? What about your audience? Have you ever had a problem with any crazy lunatic guy screaming and yelling and takes you out of your... thing and you're like, this motherfucking guy,
no,
kick him out of here. I don't know.
You haven't had anything too crazy. We've had some people like try to climb up on stage when we're playing. The last time we played in London, there was a couple of people that were trying to climb on stage and security hauled them off. That's pretty much it. I mean, nobody.
No major disturbances.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, it takes a lot to rattle us. So like we both played in punk rock bands, so we're used to
a
rowdy audience. And you know, if somebody was to do that, we are the types that just go out into the crowd. So
you look like a peaceful guy. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm totally peaceful, but like, but like, you know, it's just, we don't really take any, you know, any crap from anybody,
right.
But we try to make our shows also be very fun. And like, right. We try to make everybody feel like, you know, everybody's included. We're all together. We're going to have a good time. And,
right.
And, you know, so if there was, you know, any kind of jerks in the audience, we would love to get rid of them.
Of course. If you don't enjoy the show, get out of here, go somewhere else.
And I think that's also in part, like in our town, we have, like I said, a lot of young kids come to our shows and, you know, and it's like, we pride ourselves on making when we have our shows, we bring cool bands from out of town that people would never get to see. And we try to make a very, like a safe space for all these young people to come and be free and, you know,
right.
You know, so it's like we don't,
it's like a community.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Try to take care of our audience.
Right. That's what you need to do. And you gotta be honest with your music and, you know, honest to your audience also. Is there anything that you would like to improve in your or perfect in your musical career, or something that you would like to do that you're still trying that takes time, or you're happy the way you are, the way you're doing things right now, or you got plans?
I always feel like I'm working on it. You know, I'm trying to get better at various things, whether it be like, you know, the recording aspect of the music, or, you know, or how I craft songs. And so I'm never really content. I'm just kind of always trying to get better, you know?
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know. I have a habit of beating myself up a little bit sometimes, you know, but yeah. But so I'm always working on it. I always feel like everything can be improved.
I guess your personality, the music improves, your personality goes with it also. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like your personality is not the same as a teenager as nowadays. Your way of thinking has changed somewhere, right? I think.
Yeah.
You got a different attitude.
Yeah. I mean, my wife makes fun of me a lot because I can get down on myself and get dark about certain things, you know, but like,
right.
But like, that's just my personality. but yeah, as far as like things go with our music and our band and stuff, like I'm always trying to get better at, you know, whether it's the live show or, you know, the production,
right.
Production side of things is always a lot of work, and it's always, you're always learning. And that's actually my favorite part of everything is the writing songs and recording them and all stuff. So that is always a constant. It's fun and stressful, and I'm always trying to get better at it.
Do you sleep at night or you wake up? Are you a night person or more like a day?
I'm a night person. Angela is a day person for sure.
Okay.
But I can't.
So I'm thinking like she's sleeping and you're doing things on your own in a different, doing music or things like that, or
sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I'm in here, you know, messing with, you know, whatever synthesizers or, you know, a new song or something, you know, or we're just like sitting around in front of TV. We work a lot. So it's like, our life is a constant balancing act. So we're either playing a whole lot or, you know, and we're not playing a whole lot. We're working a whole lot. So it's always
right.
A lot going on in our life. So it's definitely when we have a moment to relax, we try to.
Right.
But it is tough. It's like last year we spent a lot of time playing. We played a lot of shows last year, which is great. But it's, we spent all of our time playing live, and then like I said, when we were home, then we were working.
Right.
So we're trying to play a little less this year so we can try to produce some more, you know, material.
Of course.
Because when you're out on the road doing all that stuff, you don't have the time to come up with, you know, cool ideas.
Right. You need the time to make music, you know. If you play every day and you go to different places, you don't have time to, besides just playing what you have, you know.
Yeah.
If you want to grow your repertory, you need more songs, I guess. More songs to choose from. Yeah, also that video I saw, the other video I was going to ask you, I think I forgot Nothing But Us. All those female faces and that was Angela's idea. That was, I really enjoyed that idea. Little things like the owl and things like that. All the
Nothing But Us was actually, that video was made by a fan.
Really? It's really cool.
Because that was our third single. That was still during the lockdown, and a fan, he asked us if he could make a video for it, and we're like, sure, you know,
did a good job. I really enjoyed it. It's
we're like, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah,
and we didn't have any input on it, you know, and just he made it, and it was like, oh, it's really neat, you know.
Yeah, that was a cool video. It was 2021, maybe, I don't know, but there are many. I mean, keeping up with what they do, you know, Instagram is nothing that I really enjoy, but it's part of what I do. So I go to Instagram and see what they did. They play here, they play there, and you know, it's cool.
Our first major video was Until Death.
Until Death.
That video. So that was the first one we ever did where we had a director and
right. That's the same year, 2021, right? Until Death, more or less. Or the video is 2022, maybe.
No, it's 2022.
Okay.
That's probably my favorite video we had.
That's the one in the park. I'm trying to remember, Johnny.
Yeah, it takes place in a park.
Right.
And the rest of it's in like a bar.
Right. Okay. Now I remember that one. Yes. You were.
It's really funny because we shot that footage in the park. It's a big park here in our town. And we went there really early. The director was like, we're going to go at this time. Nobody's going to be at the park. We got there and it was like the park was packed full of people. It was so fun. So every one of those scenes, there's people like standing behind the camera.
Were you embarrassed a little bit, Johnny?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
there's
course.
One part where I like, I'm singing and I like, come out from behind a tree.
Right. Yeah. No,
it's like trying to keep a straight face. exercising, walking around you, standing behind a camera guy watching. It's really funny.
Yeah, that's cool.
Definitely out of my comfort zone.
That's cool though. I like it. So, like I said, I've been listening for like the last six months following the band, and I have no idea, you know. I like a lot of kinds of music, dark wave, you know, heavy metal, all the music genres he mentions, I like, punk, post-punk, everything, you know. I'm a guy that adjusts to any kind of music, almost every kind. There are some things that bother me listening to. I'm just try to avoid, being close to that type of music. I just run away if I can. Even in a supermarket, bothers me. It's like something, but this kind of music I really enjoy. Like I said, I listen to their songs, to all the singles. I'm expecting them. They probably got more songs ready to be published, or maybe they're thinking, I know they got more stuff coming. They're not going anywhere. Maybe they will leave Wilmington, North Carolina. I don't think so. Maybe they come back to Jersey. Who knows? I don't think so.
We're currently working on the single right now. We're finishing up.
Yeah.
Excellent. And then we have, that Talk Talk tribute album.
Okay, that you mentioned, yes.
Maybe coming out this coming month.
Hmm.
So we'll have that, and then we'll have a new single that'll follow.
Okay. And while you'll be playing some shows in May and June, you know.
Yeah, we're going to be playing in playing Savannah, then we're playing in Raleigh. We've got two shows in Raleigh. We're doing a festival there called the Wicked Weekend at a place called the Wicked Witch, which is very cool. It's like a goth, the only goth bar in Raleigh. It's a really cool place.
That's cool.
We're doing Absolution Fest in Tampa this year. I'm really forward to that. So we have a bunch of stuff that's coming up, you know.
So what do you do with your business when you go, you close it for one day or you got,
yeah, we close it because it's just us two that work there.
Right.
Yeah. So when we're.
So when the customer shows up and you're not there, they know they must be doing some show somewhere. They'll be back.
Yeah. Our customers know us pretty well as far as that goes. They know.
They know where you're going.
Yeah.
You let them know already.
Luckily with our business, we do it by appointment only. So like when we schedule people.
Okay. That sounds good.
You know, once somebody comes in for a haircut or a color, we schedule them before they leave.
Okay.
And then they know whether we're going to be in town, and we're out of town. They know usually we're on tour. So it's really funny. Everybody looks forward to our stories when we come back to work. So.
Right. And what kind of music can you listen in your shop, in your salon? Just your music? No.
I go crazy. we listen to all kinds of stuff when we're working, from we listen to new wave. Sometimes we listen to rockabilly. It's all over the place. It depends on what mood we're in.
That is your mood, right?
Yeah.
It's all in your mood.
Cool. It's just a free for all with the music in there.
that's cool. I was going to ask you regarding are you up to what's going on in music today, new bands or, you know, new genres of music or new goth bands that you just discover? Are you up to that or you just don't really pay much attention only to the bands?
There's so many, newer bands in this that are really good. That's the one thing I really like about this genre of music is, there's so much of the older stuff that's great, but there's so much now, modern bands and newer bands that are putting out really good stuff. And yeah, it's really cool. It's inspiring, you know?
Of course.
'Cause you can only rely on the old, standards for so long without, it just kind of, it gets boring after a while.
You cannot copy, do the same thing the other guys did. You got to come up with some new sounds and new,
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
In this genre, there's tons of newer bands that are just, they're awesome. It's kids in their, early 20s.
Right.
That get it. And they're putting out good quality music. It's cool. I really like seeing that.
Yeah, like I say, sometimes I start listening to some specific genre for a couple of weeks, but then I go back to other music and then I stay there for another 2-3 weeks listening to new bands and stuff, and I move to other things. But the dark wave, goth and post-punk, it's something that I always love. So I just like to listen to new bands. I don't even know where they're from. Then I like to do this research. Where are they from? France? Are they from Germany, Poland, from the United States? I just got to find out where they're from and what they do. Just listening and enjoying the music is not enough for me. I got to know more about them. So it's like Dead Cool. Dead Cool, it sounds good, but I need to know where are they from. Where I had no idea that he was from Jersey. If I knew that, I wouldn't talk to him at all, but because I had no idea. I thought he was from North Carolina or Virginia or someplace, and he was my neighbor, I guess, but not really. So, but you don't come to Jersey to play, right? Not lately that I know of.
No, we were supposed to come up there and play at, what is that place? QXTs. You familiar with that place?
No, I don't.
I think it's in, I want to say that place is in Newark.
Oh, there is a place in Newark. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, there is a place in Newark where they play. I sing some French band over there. I remember. Long
time ago. We were supposed to play there, and the weekend we were supposed to go there and play, there was actually like I can't remember what it was. There was a storm that was hitting here, so we ended up staying just to make sure, like, you know.
Right, nothing was
destroyed.
Yeah.
But we definitely make plans to come up there and play for sure.
Well, hopefully maybe they come, I'll show up, you know.
Yeah.
I'll pretend that I don't know them. They don't know me, you know. I'm like very introvert myself. I talk here, but when I'm outside, unless I know them, some guy really well, it takes me some time to make friends. I think yeah. I'm a little introvert.
I am too.
It takes me time. It takes time, you know. I go see a band and maybe enjoy, but I don't feel like talking to them. I'm like, what am I going to tell them? I'll just keep quiet. I'll just keep quiet, stay back and enjoy the show. That's it. It's just me.
I see you have a synthesizer behind you.
That's my daughter's. This is decoration. Don't tell nobody. My daughter plays the piano. She plays the guitar. The other daughter. I cannot play barely anything, but I like, you know, when my family does music. I just talk to bands and that's it. That's my job, you know. And I do interviews, which I do really bad. I can't, you know, that wasn't my plan, that do interviews, you know, but it's like the pandemic for Johnny. I was so bored that I said, maybe I should do a podcast. So I'm home. What am I going to do? You know? So that's how I started. So we have, yeah. So, you know, if you go back and watch and see my podcast, I had nothing to do with music. I love music. I started talking about politics.
Oh yeah.
I became like one of them.
Yeah.
I said, I gotta stop this. I cannot do podcast talking about immigration, talking about the government, talking about this, talking about that thing. This is horrible. I'm wasting my time. Complaining about what? Like, who cares? So, you know, my daughter said, why don't you do a, you love music, do a, you know, interview people. I said, how am I going to interview? I don't know what to say. What am I going to talk to them about? Yeah, just try it, you know. So yeah. I'm here and I'm so happy because I'm talking to people like him. Johnny Jack. I love music. I love what they do. And, you know, it makes me happy talking to them. Like, I pretend that I'm part of the community. I'm no, a nobody.
Come on now.
But I really enjoy talking to him. And I will tell my people who's listening and viewing my beautiful face to look, go and check YouTube, check Instagram, Bandcamp. They can do that. I think there's only one Dead Cool. I don't know if there's a movie or something. I don't know. If you go on your browser and type Dead Cool.
Oh, yeah, there's an old movie called Dead Cool.
Yeah, so watch you can do both things. Stop at the one place.
Listen to our music
after. And listen to their music after. Maybe listen to the music first, just in case if then you forget to go and, you know, maybe start with them first. Then you'd watch the movie. So what else can I say? I'm going to keep listening to your music, the new singles you put out. And what can I say? He's a good guy. I tell, you know, sometimes I say, I have two lists. I have two lists, you know, and they say, this guy is bullshitting. No, it is true. I write down the people that I love, that I like. And on the other, I write the people that I don't like. But I don't tell who they are, you know. They don't know. They don't know. Sometimes I tell them, listen, you are in the good list, not there in the bad list. So, Johnny, you are in the good list. I really enjoy talking to them. Yes, and because you're from Jersey, New Brunswick, the college town, nice places, you know. So he's in the good list. I cannot put him in the bad list. It's impossible.
You made it to the good list.
You made the good list. Where good bands, you know, and good people. No. Before I stop, sometimes they're good musicians, but really, I don't like their personality. So they're still in the bad list. Now, if they do good music and they're good guys, then they're the best list. whatever. Don't waste my time. I don't know what I'm saying. I think I need coffee. It must be late. I don't want to waste Johnny's time anymore. He has to, you know, all those dogs, they need attention. Unless Angela is doing something, he has to take care of his children, the children, you know? My children.
Yeah.
They're like children for me also, you know? So do they know you are a rock star, those dogs? They don't know that yet, right, Johnny? They have no freaking idea.
They don't care.
They don't give a they just want food.
I'm surprised I'm not barking right now, honestly.
Well, I'm surprised mine either, because it's dark. But if the neighbor just goes across the street, he just starts barking for no reason, you know.
Oh, same.
They just bark. They ain't love barking. They don't. If they're happy, they bark. If there's, they want to do something, they bark. They bark for everything. They need attention. So
We don't even set an alarm clock anymore because they wake us up in the morning.
Right. It's like
we're supposed to get up.
So I just want to thank Johnny and say hi to Angela. You know, she looks like a really cool lady. That's why they're together for such a long time. You know, it's got to be something over, you know.
Absolutely.
They're like this, like this. That's why they make so great music, because they don't fight that much. Sometimes they probably fight, you know. What are you doing, Johnny? What are you writing? This makes no sense. Come on. I don't know. So
yeah, I appreciate it. I really do.
Thank you, Johnny. See you again next week, guys. That's cool. Remember, take a look at those videos. Follow them on Instagram, and you can see Johnny on stage with his leather jacket. Really, Angela really smiles a lot more than Johnny. Johnny smiles, but not as much. No,
Angela loves smiles.
Angela is the one who drives the ship.
I smile off stage.
After everything is done, and she's like, "We did a good show. We did great. We did great. If it wasn't for the fucking guy yelling." Whatever. See you again next week, and thanks to Johnny Jagger, and we'll talk again with another band. Nothing better than this. So whatever you want to do, if you want to listen to my next interview, fine. If not, stay here. Don't watch this interview over and over. All right. See you next week. Thank you, guys.